Settling in. Slowing down. Gathering in stillness and the coming of night. Recognizing what was and what could be are not the same as what is. Embracing what is a process of holding on to every precious moment. Come into that framework. Letting go of the day that was and the day to come. Letting gravity take over. You don't have to work. You don't have to put forth effort or make struggle. You can, right now, as you prepare to rest, let the world win. Let it wash over you. And let the earth pull you down and hold you. Nothing to do. Nothing to be had. No thought that you need to think. Notice where your body is, what it's doing. What you might need. What you might need to let go of. And forego. Coming into deeper stillness. And a greater quiet. Letting go. Letting go. And meditation isn't an absence of thought. It's just a permission not to think about anything in particular. A permission to be bored and not to be active. Possibilities so often ignored. So we settle in. How does your body feel? Any places of stiffness or tension? Just inquire. Search them out with a generous awareness. You're breathing in and out at whatever pace you find yourself at this moment. Is the right pace. And then just with playful impulse, see if you can make your breath deeper and slower. Drawing in deeper and breathing out slower. A first good ingredient for a night's sleep is letting go. We'll start by offering forgiveness. It's certain that we've been injured, harmed, disappointed. So let go. Forgive, not even because the other person might deserve it, but just because it's good for you. It could help you sleep. So let go. And then, with an awareness that if people have hurt your feelings, you've probably hurt their feelings too. Maybe you're ready to ask forgiveness. Maybe not. Maybe you want to fake it just so you can get through the night. That's a reasonable choice. But forgive and seek forgiveness. And then you start to notice the light dimming, day fading. Maybe you dim the electricity or candles. Let evening enclose you like a blanket, like a bed of snow falling. And begin inviting in sweet, kind, loving, good dreams from the edges of your conscious mind. And you're breathing, inhaling deeply, exhaling slowly. And with your breath, you can notice or just imagine in your mind's eye the profound oneness of all of life, the unity inherent in creation. That all things look different, but they all ultimately share a common origin. Bask in that oneness as you prepare to rest. As you breathe and settle into the stillness, the darkness, the quiet, and accept the oneness of all things, you might feel rising within you love and fervor, passion and faithfulness toward the created world. Extending gratitude as the bedrock of all of your strength. breathing, resting, settling down. You're sheltered. You are protected. You can trust. As if in a woodland refuge or under great eagle's wings, behind a mighty shield, you are protected, safe, healthy. And great and good forces look over you and lift you up, watching your footsteps when you are awake and your rest when you sleep. You can know that. You will lie down untroubled, and you will rise up in wholeness and peace, sheltered, shielded, and protected. And when you go out from consciousness, and when you come back into it, you will be whole and undisturbed. You're breathing, you're resting, you're letting gravity do the work. And there are great and good forces that surround you. They watched over your ancestors and those who preceded you. And these same great and good forces will watch those who come after you. You're breathing, you draw in, and breathe out, and let your thoughts unspool, become undifferentiated, haphazard, aimless, as your conscious mind stretches into dream space. And while you do, you are blessed and guarded. And the universe looks upon you with grace. And the universe shines a light of peace upon you. Around you, while you rest, great and good forces protect and surround you. During the day, you have questions, concerns, mysteries. But at night, you can rest those questions to your right side with a great and good force responsible for questions and doubts. During the day, you struggle, you work, you put forth effort. And at night, you can lay down your strength to your left side with the great and good force responsible for vigor. In any day, you might feel confused or lost. But at night, there is a great and good force resting beyond the foot of your bed that illuminates your way. During the day, we have aches and pains, mental and physical distress. And while we sleep, there can be a great and good force healing us from behind. And above it all, majesty and glory and grace and a deep and abiding presence in our rest. Maybe you're beginning to drift off. Maybe your thoughts are becoming disordered or clumsy. Maybe you need to fidget one last time to get comfortable. Adjust a pillow or blanket. Shift. And as you'll breathe out, you'll say the word Sela. Breathing in and then Sela. And your conscious mind just drifts away, knowing that you are protected, held close and firm in a loving and mighty presence. And you have nothing to fear.